Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we are going to learn all about Retin-A. That's right, the difference between retinol, Retin-A, retinaldehyde, all the things you need to know about one of the most important molecules for your skin, Retin-A. The beauty industry has been bombarding us with so many different formations of Retin-A that do we really know what it is we're getting right now when we put on a product that has retinol or retinoid or Retin-A? What's the difference? It's time for us to understand and break it down for ourselves, for our patients, for the best possible skincare. So, anything that is called a retinol falls under a category called retinoids. And a retinoid is a term that's used to describe a group of compounds that are derivatives of vitamin A. So these are all vitamin A products. So when you use a product that contains retinoid, either the body recognizes it as retinoic acid, a metabolite of vitamin A that's found in your body, or your body converts it into retinoic acid. Retinoids are amazing for the skin. I want every patient over 30 on retinoids for sure for anti-aging purposes, and many patients in their teens and 20s need retinoids for anti-acne. Remember that retinoids help to speed up cell turnover. They unclog your pores, and they're really great at exfoliating the superficial dull layers of skin that accumulate on the surface of the skin. And all of these products, retinols, retinoids, retinoic acid, they all derive from vitamin A. This is one of our most important tools for preventing fine lines, wrinkles, brightening and polishing and smoothening the top surface of the skin. This is one of the only proven skincare ingredients that actually has scientific benefit. So many products on the shelf at Sephora and in the office. And out of all of the products that we are told to buy from the drugstores, pharmacies, and Sephoras of the world, the one number one proven ingredient to improve aging is Retin-A products. And Now that we kind of have an understanding that all these products derive from vitamin A, let's talk about the differences between retinoids and Retin-A. Retin-A is usually referred to as the brand name product. It is the brand name for the generic tretinoin. Tretinoin you can buy from the pharmacy, you can get it prescribed by your doctor. Tretinoin is very drying, somewhat irritating, and it's prescription strength Retin-A that comes from the pharmacy. It's a synthetic form of vitamin A, and it is retinoic acid. It's very highly active. When you apply it topically, your body does not need to convert tretinoin into retinoic acid, so it is going to work fast. It's powerful. You can see results very quickly in as little as 3 weeks. And Retin-A comes in a variety of strengths. So we always will start you on the lowest strength, which is 0.25%, then 0.5%, then we move up to 1%, which is the strongest Retin-A or tretinoin. You'll definitely usually want to start using Retin-A products graduated and small amounts. Typically, I'll recommend using them every other night or twice a week and let the skin build up a toleration to the products. Otherwise, excessive use can make you too dry, flaky, scaly, peely, and irritated, especially if you have inflammatory skin tendencies. You can become quite red, quite irritated, and that's why many of us have prescription strength Retin-A tretinoin sitting in the bathroom drawer because someone prescribed it, we got it on a whim, and we just could not use it. So it is a great product. It's super powerful, but it's not my favorite because any product that you can't use with regularity is not going to change your skin on a long-term basis. It's so important to start with a product that you can tolerate so that you can actually derive benefit from it. Retinol is a gentler derivative of vitamin A and can be found in many of your over-the-counter products like Oil of Olay or Roc. These are ingredients that you find in moisturizers and serums that are milder. Your skin enzymes need to first convert the retinol into retinoic acid. Once it's converted, it becomes effective at doing its job, so it'll take longer to see results with retinol, but it will be less irritating. Typically, you'll see results at 8 to 12 weeks when you're starting to use a retinol product. And then we have pharmaceutical-grade products. So Any ingredient that's active or inactive, it's gone through extensive formulations, it has chemical purity standards, it's recognized by national or regional pharmacopoeias. These are the products that have pharmaceutical grade United States pharmacopoeia labeled certification to be sold. They're more purified, non-diluted, bacteria-free, contamination-free, and very often organic and cruelty-free. And I want everyone out there to be using pharmaceutical grade products on their skin. The nutrients and the vitamins found in these products have the highest level of purity and quality. And when you're shopping at Target, that's great when you're 20. And you're shopping at Sephora, that's wonderful when you're 30. And when you've got luxury brand names that you're buying at Nordstrom's, terrific. But when you hit 40, you really need to buy pharmaceutical grade, high quality, nutrient dense products and things that will really move the needle. You're spending big money on brand names, advertising, packaging, and luxury goods. Now, why are you not putting that money into pharmaceutical grade ingredients for your skin? I just wanted to encourage you to think about that. And remember, by law, over-the-counter products can only have 2% active ingredients, whereas things that we sell in the office can have 20 to 30% active ingredients. So just keep that in mind as you're buying things. I definitely have a really amazing retinol in our production. My skincare line, we have retinol, we have Retin-A, we have high-dose Retin-A. And so I love for patients to get started on the low-grade products, get used to them, switch over to our Diamond Line Refine, get used to that, and then switch over to the high-dose retinoid line corrector. That one is really amazing. And once you get up to that strength product, this is a product you're going to use till you're 95, 100. You want this every single night at bedtime. And you do need to use sunscreen when you're using Retin-A products. They can make you sun sensitive, but you ought to be using sunscreen anyway. You don't need to stop using Retin-A in the summer, unless if you were going to a high sun exposure Hawaiian island, I would stop it the week ahead of time. But other than that, you can use Retin-A even in the daytime as long as you apply sunscreen. You can even use a little bit around your eyes as long as your skin gets used to it and there's moisturizer involved. So there you have it. I recommend that every single person who's over age 25 to 30 gets on a really great vitamin A derivative, Retin-A. This is a game changer. And that's my 5-Minute Friday. You guys, I tell you all the secrets for your skin. Starting at age 20, make sure you're on vitamin C and let's do it twice a day. Starting at age 30, Retin-A every night at bedtime and keep that going till you're 95. And then starting in your 40s and beyond, stem cell growth factor and products that have really wonderful nutrition like our triple shot serum with resveratrol, one of the most high potency antioxidants on the market. These are things that are game changers. Our transformed stem cell growth factor twice a day. After age 40, you need to do things that boost collagen production because your collagen production graph goes down by 50% after age 50. So these are my secrets. I hope you guys will learn with me. Don't forget to find me, girls and guys, on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our Diamond Line Refine Retin-A, as well as our high-dose retinoid regenerator. Love, love, love those two products. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Stay wrinkle-free. Pull out your Retin-A. Let's start using it.